Salut tout le monde, comment allez-vous? J'espère que vous allez bien. Si oui, alors gloire à Dieu. Hi everyone, how are you doing? How are you doing? I hope you're doing fine. I hope you're doing great over there. Yes, and if yes, then glory be to God. All glory be to God Almighty. Okay, welcome once again to my channel. Bienvenue sur ma chaîne. French made easy with Runcare. French made easy with Runcare. French made easy. French made easy. French made easy with Runcare. Yes, you're welcome. Okay, all right, you're welcome to today's episode. Yeah, I trust that it's going to be a very interesting one and quite educative. So I want you to listen attentively to today's topic. All right. So what are we going to be discussing about today? In our last episode, we discussed about the verb être, the conjugation of the verb être, which is the verb to be. And I made mention of the fact that the verb être is actually an auxiliary verb that is being used, okay? That is being used mostly in French language to make some sentences, and sometimes the auxiliary verb stands as an helping verb. That's the more reason why we refer to it as an auxiliary verb. Well, that being said, let's move to today's own. Today we're going to be talking about the verb avoir. Our focus is going to be on the verb avoir, which is the verb to have. Okay, the verb to have is what? Avoir. Why the verb to be is the verb être. So please do not mistake that, okay? So don't confuse the verb être for the verb avoir. They are two different things entirely. So though they are both auxiliary verbs, however, they function differently. Yes, completely differently. Okay, all right. So let's look at the conjugation of the verb avoir, which is the verb to have. Okay, firstly, we're going to have our pronouns. Okay, could you please remind me of those pronouns we made use of in our last lesson? We made use of the pronoun je, which means I, to you. Okay, I said that is you singular. And then we made use of the third person singular, which is il, I, elle, she, then nous, then which is we, vous, for a group of persons or to address an elder, okay, or someone much more older than you are. So vous, you, and then we have il for a group of boys or a group of males. Then elle, which means they, for a group of females or a group of a group of females as well. So let's get started with our conjugation. But then pause, please. I would like to remind you that we are conjugating in simple present tense form. Oui, nous allons conjuguer au présent de l'indicatif. Au présent de l'indicatif, that is, we are conjugating in simple present tense form. All right, so let's get started. Okay, so we have the first one, j'ai. Now, some persons prefer to pronounce that as j'ai. Meanwhile, they both mean the same thing. Yeah, j'ai. They both mean I have. I have. J'ai. Okay, I have. Now the second one, tu as. You know that is you singular, okay? It's singular. Use it for someone much more younger than you are. And in most cases, this is acceptable in an informal setting. Yeah, so tu. And then when you say tu as, okay? Then we move to the third person singular, il a, okay? Sounds funny though, but please don't joke with it. Yeah, il a, he has. Now she, elle a, she has. Then over to the next one. Nous. Nous. Okay? N-O-U-S. But then, be careful. The letter S is silent. It is not being pronounced. That's the more reason why I said nous and not nous. But then there is a link between the letter S and A, okay? And A that we are going to be pronouncing now. That's the more reason why I will be linking the both of them together, but with a letter Z in between. So you won't hear me say nous savons. What you would hear me say rather would be nous avons, nous avons, nous avons. Okay, nous avons. That is, you can hear the Z sound in between. Okay, so nous avons, we have. Vous avez, vous avez, you have. For a group of persons or in an informal, excuse me, sorry, that's much more acceptable in a formal setting. Okay, so that's vous, vous avez. Vous avez, you have. Then over to il, okay, il, they, ils ont, they have, a group of males, they have, okay. Then elles ont, they have, a group of female. So let's take a look at the conjugation of the verb one more time. J'ai, I have. Tu as, you have. Il a, he has. Elle a, she has. Nous avons, we have. Vous avez, you have. Which is much more acceptable in a formal setting or used to refer to a group of persons or someone much more older than you in rank and in age. Okay, then ils ont, they have, for a group of boys or males. Then elles ont, they have, for a group of females. Okay, all right, so let's take a look at this conjugation of verb in sentences. How are they being used to construct sentences, simple sentences? I mean, it's very easy. It's as simple as ABC. So let's go, let's get started. Okay, so number one, numéro un, nous avons, we have. J'ai 15 ans. J'ai 15 ans. Okay, I am 15 years old. Normally in French language, you don't use the verb être, which is the verb to be, to tell someone how old you are. Instead, you make use of the verb avoir, because age is something that is being perceived as something you possess in the French society. So that's the more reason why they make use of avoir, okay, to indicate age. You would never hear or see je suis 15 ans. Completely wrong. C'est faux. It's wrong. It's false. It doesn't exist. Ça n'existe pas. It doesn't exist at all. So instead, what you would see is j'ai 15 ans. That is, j'ai 15 ans. I am 15 years old. So perhaps you are 12 years old. You could say j'ai 12 ans. But if you say je suis 12 ans, you are wrong. Completely wrong. Yeah. So j'ai 15 ans. Okay, now over to the second example. Tu as deux voitures. Tu as deux voitures. Okay, you have two cars. You have two cars. Now, il a de bon ami. Il a de bon ami. That is, he has good friends. Now, the next one is elle a deux chemises. Elle a deux chemises. Elle a deux chemises. She has two shirts. She has two shirts. Perhaps she could borrow me one. Just kidding. Anyways, okay, so let's move to the next example. Nous avons cinq chats. Nous avons cinq chats. We have 5 cats. Imagine 5 cats. That's amazing. Yes. Okay. That's aside. Let's continue. Vous avez deux enfants. You have 2 children. Vous avez deux enfants. But then if you want to ask someone, do you have 2 children? And you don't want to say it this way, vous avez deux enfants. You know, vous avez deux enfants could stand as a statement like you have 2 children. But then you want to ask question, you could ask this way, vous avez deux enfants? You have 2 children? Vous avez deux enfants? Or better still, using an imperative sentence, saying it this way, avez-vous deux enfants? Avez-vous deux enfants? Avez-vous deux enfants? Do you have 2 children? Avez-vous deux enfants? Avez-vous deux enfants? Do you have 2 children? Okay, now let's move to il. Ils ont un portable. Ils ont un portable. That is, they have a phone, a cell phone. Then elle, they, for a group of females. Elles ont 8 sacs. Elles ont 8 sacs. That is, they have 8 bags. 8 bags? Whoa! C'est bizarre. Mais c'est bon. It's strange, but then it's good. Elles ont 8 sacs. Okay, that being said. Alright, so let's just brush through our example one more time. Okay, I made mention of j'ai 15 ans, and I said if you want to talk about your age in French language, it is best to use the verb avoir and not the verb être. Verb être, c'est interdit. It is prohibited to talk about your age. Yeah. Then j'ai 15 ans. A second example, tu as 2 voitures. Third one, il a de bons amis. Okay, and then the fifth one, nous avons 5 chats. Oh, I omitted. Elle a 2 chemises. Elle a 2 chemises. Then nous avons 5 chats. Then what else again? Vous avez 2 enfants. And then if you want to ask in an imperative way, you could say, avez-vous 2 enfants? Then, ils ont un portable. Elles ont 8 sacs. Elles ont 8 sacs. Okay, so that will be all for today. But before I enter this class, I would like us to brush through the conjugation of the verb avoir, which is the verb to have. Or is it the verb to be? Verb to be? No. No, 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 no. Verb to have? Oui. Oui, oui, oui. Applaudissez-vous. Oui, yes. Applaudissez-vous. Clap for yourself. So the verb avoir, which is the verb to have, said we have j'ai, tu as, il a, elle a, nous avons, vous avez, ils ont, elles ont. J'ai, tu as, il a, elle a, nous avons, vous avez, ils ont, elles ont. J'ai, tu as, il a, elle a, nous avons, vous avez, ils ont, elles ont. Très bien. Okay, so that will be all for today. Till we meet again in the next episode. And I really do appreciate the fact that you all do tune in to my channel to listen to each and every word I say or each and every lesson I bring on. Yeah, and I really do appreciate it a lot. Yes, from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you very much. Merci, merci, merci mille fois. Et à bientôt. See you soon.